What's going on, y'all? Y'all tapped into the Everybody's a Critic show, courtesy of Popcorn Matinee, also courtesy of MicrowaveMedia.com. And I'm your host, Philly Celeb, aka Q, if you know me personally. If you don't, you just call me Celeb, International Celeb, you know, known worldwide. But anyway, today I want to talk about this great, amazing film that I came across. It's written and directed by Genesis Scott and Brandon Hammond, and the film is called Amaru. Yes, Amaru, named after Tupac Amaru Shakur. It's about a black teen who discovers he got superpowers. Now, I went into this film not knowing what to expect, what it was about, or anything. I just tapped into it. And to my surprise, it's John Con Fire, bro. Like, we got a new superhero to represent us now. And his name is Amaru. He played by Cameron Jones. He did a great job. The whole cast was amazing. Now, this film takes place in California. Beautiful setting, beautiful cinematography, great acting, great actors. I really appreciated watching this, and this breath of fresh air of a superhero film. It was amazing. It was dope. Now, the soundtrack was lovely. Like, it had Tupac songs, you know, California knows how to party. That was, yeah. I love, they did that shit justice. I fuck with this joint heavy. Now Amaru is like your everyday kid in the hood, but not the gangster kid. He the kid that was more so like cool with everybody, just a cool, chill kid. He got his little crew. He got a white dude he kick it with, a nice little joint he kick it with. I can't tell if she was Spanish or mixed or what she was. A little nice little baddie. And that's just his little crew. Now, Amaru discovers he has superpowers when he's just cruising down the street. It's raining, California night. He's seeing a racist cop beating a black dude ass. So what does Amaru do? What any black person should do in that situation. He pulled out the phone and recorded the situation. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't like he could run over there and stop it and all that and get charged with assaulting a police officer and all this extra stuff. But by him doing the right thing, he pulled out his phone, he recorded it. One of the cops saw him and then approached him with the drama. You get what I'm saying? From then on, I ain't going to tell you exactly what happened. You just got to tap into Amaru. But we find out he got some superpowers. Now, the altercation led to Amaru being on a run as he's facing two attempt murders on police officer charges, man. Two attempt murders on a police officer, bro. Yeah, this joint get heavy. Now, Amaru's superpowers is not super strength. It's not web balls. It's not running at the speed of light or shooting lightning bolts out his ass. No, Amaru got some shit that you wouldn't even think of. Some shit that we really need. His shit was anti-white supremacy. That was his powers, man. Like, anything that's white supremacy is gone. It don't exist when he around. That shit is amazing, man. I like that the creators, you know, Genesis Scott and Brandon Hammond, decided to do that and go that direction with the superpowers, not your generic shit. You know what I'm saying? It was some outside of the box black power shit, like some real Black Panther shit. I fuck with that. Excuse my language for cursing. That's just how I deliver my content, you know? But yeah, like, so his anti-white supremacy stuff is crazy. Like, yo, his powers is different, bro. Like, he can't be locked up. Stuff start to malfunction.
Spoiler alert.
People get free from jail. I think I'm telling y'all too much. It's even a scene where he had the white people cook out and he make the potato salad taste better.
Ah.
That's crazy, right? He even touched this lady hair that got a wig on, a blonde wig. Shit turned into an afro. Yeah, this has some comedic moments in it, but it also is deeply rooted with a great positive message, an inspirational message. And I feel like, if you see this movie, it's going to spark something in your mind. Just like Tupac Shakur said, you know what I mean? You got to spark people's mind. You don't have to change the world, but you can spark the mind that's going to change the world. And with this movie, Amaru is definitely fire, man. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not really trying to spoil it for y'all because I don't even know if it's out yet. Shout out to the directors and the writers for letting me peep this joint. I like how they highlight the media. It's a scene in there where the news come on and they be like, yeah, the suspect is a black male from the height of 5'3 to 6'3. I believe that's what it was. I might have my numbers slightly screwed. It was 5 something to 6'3. And then they had a picture of a black dude with Dracula teeth. And I felt like that was funny, but it's crazy because in the news, they do that. They just say it's a black male, and then that's it, allegedly. But also, it was a scene where they wanted to post, like, his Instagram social media pictures and try to paint a picture of him as a bad guy. But every picture they posted, it was just showing him, like, he holding a skateboard or he's praying in his picture. So it's like they couldn't find an image off his social media to tarnish his image. But that was part of his powers that did that. So this film is definitely deep and is something totally different. I would love to see a comic book about this. I want to see this as a series and a full-length movie. But this short film is the origin story of Amaru. Now, the scenes that I love that stuck with me is the scene where he first discovered he got his powers, of course, when he sees a black man getting beat on by two white cops. And he tries to film it, and then they come attack him, and I'm not going to tell y'all what happened, how it happened. But that's a powerful scene because I was a victim of police brutality at one point in time. And I wish people would have helped. It was people that was there, but I'm not going to get into my story. I feel like we have to do that thing. Like, we have to take charge. Like, that's bravery, man. And I really appreciated that scene. Even a scene when they finally went to arrest him and they just couldn't get the handcuffs on him because of his powers. Like, that scene was funny, but it was also powerful. Even a scene with him getting his the in-processing scene where they taking his picture and how the camera was malfunctioning and couldn't get a picture of him. It was a lot of powerful scenes in this movie. The cookout scene, that was funny as hell too. That was it's a great film, man. Just watch it. If you get a chance to see Amaru, definitely make sure you check it out. We got a new black superhero in town. So who we got? Black Panther is dead. Rest in peace. No disrespect. And Miles Morales is my man, but he got moved to the side because Amaru is here. So if you get the opportunity, you get the chance, make sure you tap into Amaru, man. It's written by Genesis Scott and Brandon Hammond. Definitely a dope film. Definitely outside of the box. And if you're one of those people that want to support black people and black films and just a black culture, this is the one, man. His costume even red, black, and green. You feel me? That's how deep it go. And it's a lot of messages in this film, like I said. So definitely tap in. Amaru.